From WSHU Public Radio, this is Capitol Avenue.
Will members take your seats in the chamber so we can get started with our session today?
I'm Ebong Udama, WSHU Senior Political Reporter.
And I'm Tom Kuser, WSHU's Morning Edition host.
In this podcast, we try to make sense of local and national politics and events by talking to the people who are directly involved.
Much of the energy in this year's general election has been taken up by the presidential campaign between Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. This has overshadowed several contested congressional races in our region. Ebong, which are the most prominent races on the ballot in Connecticut and on Long Island?
Tom, the most prominent races are for U.S. Senate. In Connecticut, it's between incumbent Democrat Richard Blumenthal and a little-known Republican challenger Dan Carter, a state representative from Bethel. In New York, it's Democratic incumbent Chuck Schumer and Republican Wendy Long, a Manhattan attorney. Neither race is much of a contest. On the House side, there are five races in Connecticut and three on Long Island. I spoke with UConn political scientist Ron Schurin about the Connecticut races, and here's what he had to say.
The U.S. Senate race should be a clear and easy win for the incumbent Democrat, Richard Blumenthal. His opponent has had very little in the way of resources and low name recognition. Is making a valiant fight, but there'll be no chance that the Republican can win in that race. In the five races for U.S. Representative, all Democrats seem to be comfortably ahead, in some cases by landslide margins, so the Democrats should have a much easier time this year than in 2014, when they also won all of the five races, but had a bit more of a suspenseful contest in some of them.
Tom Schurin says what we might be more interested in watching are the elections for the state assembly.
Is that because Connecticut's Democratic Governor Dana Malloy is not very popular right now?
Yes, Schurin thinks that's putting Democratic control of both houses of the legislature in jeopardy. Here's what he says.
The Republicans have been trying to make this a referendum on Governor Malloy, who's very unpopular right now, and trying to link... Democratic incumbents with the governor. Some Democratic incumbents have gone to great lengths to distance themselves from the governor. The Republicans hope if they're going to have a victory in Connecticut this year, it will be in capturing the state Senate from the Democrats. They have less of a chance to capture the state House, but hope to gain some seats there.
Interesting. Now, what about Long Island? What's happening there?
There are three congressional districts on Long Island. In New York's first district on the eastern end of the island, freshman Republican Lee Zeldin is facing a challenge from Democrat Anna Throne Holtz, the Southampton town supervisor. In the second district, longtime incumbent Republican Peter King is being challenged by Democrat Duane Gregory, the presiding officer in the Suffolk County Legislature. And in the third district, former Nassau County Supervisor Tom Swasey, a Democrat, is up against Republican Jack Martins for an open seat that's been vacated by a retiring Democratic Congressman Steve Israel. I spoke with Hofstra University political science professor Larry Levy about these races. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a wash. The Democrats had hoped they could pick up the first district. Lee Zeldin is a freshman, and of course, in your first time you run for re-election, you're most vulnerable. In the second, Peter King is a Long Island perennial. He has never lost an election. He is facing a strong political figure in Suffolk County, Duane Gregory, the presiding officer of the legislature. But Mr. Gregory just hasn't been able to raise much money.
And now the third congressional district is open right now.
Yes, and that was held by Congressman Steve Israel. It was a district drawn for a Democrat. And the reason the Republicans thought they had a shot was because Jack Martins, their candidate, is a sitting state senator. And Swasey was a mayor of the city of Glen Cove, which is in the district. And he was the Nassau County executive for 8 years. And it challenged Elliot Spitzer in a Democratic primary for governor. So he's very well known.
Does support for Trump play a role in the races for Congress on Long Island?
Well, Tom, Levy seems to think so. Here's what he says.
In the Swazi district, Trump is probably going to be a negative. There are many more Democrats, many more progressive Democrats who are not feeling very good about the Republican brand now. So things are really looking up for Swazi, whose numbers in recent polling are similar to Zeldin's. So in the end, the Democratic-held seat is probably going to stay Democratic. The Republican-held seat is going to stay Republican out in Suffolk. And Peter King will probably remain Peter King.
So I should add here that Levy believes the only way King could lose would be if this is a wave election from coast to coast with the Democrats taking over the U.S. House with a comfortable margin. And as of now, that doesn't look very likely.
Thank you, Ebong.
Thank you, Tom.
Ebong Udama is WSHU's senior political reporter and host of the podcast Capitol Avenue.